Thoughts on Mark, Mark chapter 12, verses 13 to 17. Taxes to Caesar. Overview. Now, I want to look at this episode, this occurrence here in the life of Christ, and in the general, in the overview, first of all, and then come to the details. Later, I read, verse 13, they, that is the Jews, the Jewish leaders, they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words. They came to him and said, Teacher, we know that you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or shouldn't we? And so on. But Jesus knew their hypocrisy, and so on to verse 17. Paying taxes to Caesar. The overview. Now, this didn't come out of the blue. Later, they, these Jewish leaders, now they've been stung by Jesus. And we know from previous passages, we know that they've already made up their minds that they're going to annihilate this radical preacher. Here he's come, riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. Here he is, cursing a fig tree. Here he is, cleansing the temple. Here he is, throwing out the traders and so on. Here he is, speaking against the people there in the temple. Here he is, giving this parable to the tenants, showing that Judaism has failed and is now on the verge of annihilation. And so they've had enough of it. They've asked him questions, they question his authority, and now they're going to put him to the test. And they're going to probe him with what they think is a question that's going to trap him. Whichever way he answers, they're going to trap him. They flatter him, they send Pharisees and Herodians to catch him in his words. They, Teacher, we know you come from God, you're a wonderful teacher, marvelous teaching, fair teaching, honest teaching, and so on, and all the rest of it. But it is an absolute flattery, hypocrisy, indeed. Verse 15, but Jesus knew their hypocrisy. Yes. Hypocrites, flatterers, and with infinite skill, and with wisdom. I can only use the word brilliance here. I know that's faint praise, but I mean, this is so staggeringly wonderful how he deals with these two classes of people, Pharisees and Herodians, religious and political. What a union sent by the teachers of the Jews. We're talking about Jews, temple, Judaism. We're talking about the old covenant. We're talking about the combination of Pharisees and Herodians. Politicians and religious people, puritanical, if you like, for their details of religion, and the politicians. And Christ steers the course through it. And as so often, he raises a massive principle, which he lays out. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. It's not just a temporary minor triumph. He does overcome his enemies here. It's not simply a reply. He turns it back on themselves. Why are you trying to trap me? He confronts them back. For all their flattery, he knows they're hypocrites and they're trying to trick him. Bring me a denarius and so on. And he makes this massive principle. I learn a lot from this. I've got to watch my heart when I ask questions. I've got to watch my heart when I answer questions. What is my motive? I've got to remember that not every question is a sincere question being asked of me. Sometimes people want to treat me like a jack-in-the-box, see me leap about. What's it all about? What does it mean? Things are not always what they seem to be. In fact, they rarely are. And Jesus turns it back upon his hypocritical flatterers. He doesn't get alongside them and try to steer them. He confronts them. I see that as a lesson for preaching too. So this overview, I think, is important. Beware of flattery. Beware of being a flatterer. Beware of the false linking up with other people, enemies really, just to try and trick Jesus. Unbeliever, be careful what you're doing. Do you really want to know the truth? The truth will set you free. Do you really want Christ? Or are you hypocritically determined not to have him? Whatever you ask. He doesn't want flattery. He doesn't want fawning. He wants sinners to trust him and call upon him. And I need to be like Christ. I need the wisdom here. I need the skill here. But I need the sincerity of heart and the power of the Spirit to deal with men. These are searching things. This is a very significant episode, and may God give us grace as we look into more detail and see these things expanded a little. But let the overview do something for us too. There are lessons here we must learn. May God give us grace to act upon them.